daily news via remote. Clashes continued between Azerbaijan and Armenia over the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region. Azerbaijan's second-largest city, Ganja, has been shelled by Armenian forces. The Nagorno-Karabakh enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but run by ethnic Armenians. The self-proclaimed authorities there say they hit Ganja's military airport after Azerbaijani forces shelled the region's capital. Azerbaijan, though, says no Ganja military sites were hit. More than 220 people have died since clashes began a week ago. Armenia and Azerbaijan went to war over the enclave in 1988, eventually declaring a ceasefire. However, they have never reached a settlement over the dispute. Earlier this week, Armenia said it stood ready to engage with mediators from France, Russia, and the U.S. to try to agree to a ceasefire. Azerbaijan, which is openly backed by Turkey, has demanded the withdrawal of Armenian troops from the enclave and adjacent areas. At least two people have died and up to 20 are still missing after a powerful storm hit southeastern France and northwestern Italy. The storm, named Alex, brought fierce winds and torrential rain. A number of villages north of Nice in France suffered serious damage from floods and landslides, with roads, bridges, and homes destroyed. And in Italy, a section of a bridge over the Cesnia River collapsed. In northwestern Italy, flooding was described as historic. Ethiopian Shura Kintata wins the London Marathon, beating out Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge, who was favored to win. Kintata ran the stretch in 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 41 seconds. Four-time winner Kipchoge fell behind with 2 laps to go and finished 8th. And Kenyan Brigitte Kosgei defended her title. She holds the women's world record.